Today, we're looking at the second of the big four. I want you to, last week was the power of vision. This Sunday is the power of faith. Hallelujah. The power of faith. There are four things that can change your life. The first one is the power of vision. Seeing where you are. I mean, seeing where you're going in spite of where you are. The second one is the power of faith. All right. The power of faith can change your life. I want us to start, read our text scripture. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Good. We have it on the screen already. I want us to read together, everybody. Are you ready? Are we ready? Let's go. 1, 2, read. It said, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world." What? Even our faith. Now, what do they mean here? Simple. Like I said, I've never seen people so much in despair and in distraught and going through hard times like I'm seeing this season. In fact, a lot of people want to run away from Nigeria, want to run away. A lot of people want to relocate. You know, they think they are hearing God. They're just, reacting to the hard times. And that's normal. There's a guy in the Bible called Isaac. He'd had the same experience. He wanted to run away and God told him, stay in this land. I'll bless you. All right. So, but this is important. I want you to notice something in this scripture. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. So first, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. A few quick points. Number one, when they said overcometh the world, they don't mean that you're overcoming the earth. You must understand that in the Bible, there are different words that mean world. So when they're talking about world in this context here, they are referring to the things going on around your life. They are referring to the challenges and the things you are facing in this world. Praise the Lord. They are referring to whatever you can be facing. Whatever you can be facing is what they are referring to. They are saying if you are born of God, you have the capacity, you have the ability, you have the privilege and the power, the ability to overcome whatever you are facing. Hallelujah. You have what it takes to overcome. It might be singleness. It might be health issues, sickness. It might be financial crisis. It might be debt. It might be confusion. You don't know what to do with your life. Whatever you are facing, the Bible says if you are born of God, you have the capacity to overcome the world. So what they mean the world there is whatever you are facing. So that's one. Second point I want you to quickly notice. They said the instrument for overcoming the world or the challenges of this world is what? Our faith. The instrument for overcoming the challenges in this world. They said that there are things in this world to overcome. They said as a believer, you can overcome those things. Now they said the equipment, the tools, the equipment you need to overcome the challenges in this world is our faith. We use our faith to overcome the challenges of this world. So faith is the second of the big four. No matter what you're facing, guys. I don't know what you're facing. The truth is that I don't even need to know. As long as what you're facing is in this world, it's not in heaven. What you're facing is in this world. The sickness you are dealing with is in this world. The issue in your marriage you are dealing with is in this world. The issue in your office you are dealing with is in this world. The issue in your business, the goods are not moving. Somebody say your container. Anything you are facing is in this world. And the Bible tells us that we have what it takes to overcome the challenges in this world. Hallelujah. It can be anything. But they said if it's in this world, except it's coming from somewhere else, on that world. If it's in this life, in this world, they said as a believer, you can overcome it by your faith. The instrument is your faith. Hallelujah. The instrument is your faith. Third point I want to pick from here quickly. They said, whatsoever is what? Born of God. So, faith is actually a spiritual force. Faith is not a physical force. Faith is not a mental force. Faith is a spiritual force. Now, that is important because a lot of people have many things that they think is faith, but it's not faith at all. Some people have agidi. I don't know if you know what agidi is. For our foreign viewers, what is agidi? Can somebody tell me? Some people have agidi, maybe determination, you know, or whatever. That's not faith. Determination is important, but that's not faith. That's not the faith they're talking about. Faith in the Bible is talking about a spiritual force. A force that moves things first spiritually. It's not agility. It's not hard work. It's not, it's a spiritual force. And because it's a spiritual force, it's only accessible to spiritual people. It's only accessible to people that are born again. So the first sentence there is very important. Whatsoever is born of God. So, faith is only accessible to born again Christians. It's Bible faith, okay? What the person that is not a Christian has is natural faith. Natural faith is based on natural calculations, okay? There's natural faith. It's not a bad thing. You even need it, but it's not what the Bible is referring to. Natural faith is when you sit down on a chair without checking it. That's natural faith because the chair looks like it can carry you. You've seen other people it's carrying. You just sit down without checking. That's natural. It's not a bad thing, but it's not Bible faith. Natural faith is when you enter a taxify, a man you don't know from anywhere. You enter it and he carries you somewhere. It's natural faith because you know the company. Natural faith is when you enter an airplane. You don't know the pilot. You don't work at the airline. You just believe that they will take you there and that they've done the servicing of the plane. That's natural faith. It's not bad. We all use natural faith every day, but that's not Bible faith. Bible faith is only accessible to born-again Christians, and it's a spiritual force. So that's why the introduction is very important. Whatsoever is born of God, it's only accessible to people that are born again. Hallelujah. Only accessible to people that are born again. If you are born again in the house, can I see your hand? You're born again Christian. You're born again. You're born again. So you are the person that should have faith. Or have access at least to faith. Okay, that's just intro. Let's make some progress now. Hebrews chapter 11. So, we've established that our challenges are in this world. It can be anything, but these four things will change your life. Like I told you, it can be anything. Financial crisis, things are not just working in your office. You don't know how you're going to move your life forward. You've been single, you want to get married. You're sick in your body, you want to get healed. Whatever it is. Faith is the answer. Our equipment for overcoming is our faith. So Hebrews 11, let's see some other things there. From verse 1. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. Faith is a... DJ, bring it up. Can you get it for me? Hebrews 11, you're good. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't want to waste time with that. Next verse. It says, for it. What is the it there? Faith. All right? In verse 1, we said, now faith is something. Verse 2 says, for by it. So that means the it there is what? Faith. Abi, that's simple, Abi? Okay. It's important you follow all this. Say, for by it, the elders obtained what? A good report. What are they saying? They're saying, by this faith, the people of old got a good testimony out of their lives. How many people want to get a good testimony out of their lives? You want to get a good ending. You want to get, a good story. You know, a good story, a good ending. That's what they're referring to there. They're saying, hey, faith is so and so. It's substance of things we hope for, evidence of things we've not seen, And they said, now, let me explain. Go back to verse 1. There are a lot of things juggling in my mind. I just want to pour all this out for you. I need to catch it. Please buy this message. Hear it again and again. I'm not taking it for granted that you catch everything I'm saying at once. So you need to hear it until it kicks into you, inside you. Go to verse 1. Verse 1 says, now faith is substance of things what? Hoped for, evidence of things not yet physically seen. Now, last week, I established to you that the first thing that changed your life is what? Vision. The power of vision. That is what they were referring to in hope for and things not yet physically seen. They are saying on this journey of changing your life, number one is that you must be seeing things that are not yet physically seen. Somebody get what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say here that first step is that you must even hope for something. That's what vision is. Vision is that I am here now, but I have another picture of something not physically existing that I have. That's hope for. That's what they said. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. That means you are not yet seeing it physically, but you are seeing it in your mind. They are saying step 2, which we're in week 2, is that faith is what brings those things into reality. That's why we're doing the power of faith as step 2. So go back to verse 2 now. So it said, this is what made the elders, people before us, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Sarah, David, Pastor K, the elders, Bishop Oyediko, Pastor Deboy, the elders, the people that have gone ahead of us, whoever is the godly elder that you know, they said it's through faith that they got a good testimony. This is interesting. Go to verse 3. So, verse 1 talked about visions and dreams and introduced faith. Verse 2 says, by it, which means faith, by faith. Then they introduced the elders in that verse 2, that by it, the elders. See verse 3. It says, through what? Faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by what? The word of God. So that things which are seen did not come out of things which are visible. Is somebody getting this? This is important, guys. It's important you get this. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen right now were not made of things which do appear. Verse 3. Now, when we're young Christians, we always read this as if it was talking about the creation of the world. That's not what it's talking about at all. What it's talking about is a continuation of verse 2, talking about how the elders changed their own seasons. The word worlds there is in plural form, as you can see, worlds, is the word eons in the Greek. What it means is successive ages. It means every generation. It means continuation of time. What it means is that every generation faced some hardship, but the elders at that, in their own time, when they faced what you are facing now, they framed their world, they changed their world, they created their own world by the word of God. Is somebody getting this? This is serious. They are saying, in different generations, when the elders faced what you are facing, they used faith to get their own testimony. They used faith to frame. That word frame, their world, that word frame is katatizo. What that in Greek, what that word means is that they repaired. They perfected. So, Sarah was going through barrenness. She used the word God spoke to her to perfect or repair her situation. And it came out with a good testimony. Somebody get what I'm saying? So what they're saying here, guys, this is not talking about the creation of the world at all. What they're talking about here is that those elders, remember in verse 2, they introduced the elders. So we're still talking about elders. In fact, if you look at verse 4, DJ, do you have verse 4? If you look at verse 4, you will notice, see, they said, by faith, Abel. They were not talking about God at all, creating. They started mentioning the elders. So if you notice, they say Abel. They began, after that, verse 5, they mentioned another elder. Verse 6, they continue mentioning, say, by faith, Enoch. So go back to verse 3. So basically, all through that chapter, they kept mentioning elders. From this one, they jumped to Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, all this move. So basically, this chapter is about elders and how the elders used faith in their own time to overcome their own challenges. So they are telling you in your own time that you too might be facing your own challenges, but the answer is still the same thing. Hallelujah. The answer is still faith. That you can use faith in your own time, the way the elders use faith in their own time. The challenges are the same. They might just look different, but they are all the same. Sarah dealt with barrenness. Hallelujah. If you are here and you're dealing with infertility, oh, Sarah did it. Pastor Mildred did it. We waited 8 years for our own first biological child, but by faith, hallelujah, we got a good report. Somebody get what I'm saying? You can get a good report. You can get a good testimony. Your whole story can end well. They can say, this small boy started without a job. This small boy started without money. This small boy started without a family. This small boy started without a future. But by faith, hallelujah, they're going to add your name to the elders. I get what I'm saying? They are going to add your name to Hebrews 11. Because you too become, one of these days, you become one of the elders that can share your story that by faith you overcame whatever you were facing. Hallelujah. Somebody get what I'm saying? He said, by faith, the worlds, different generations, not what the worlds they mean, were framed or repaired or altered or perfected by the word they received from God. And they changed their own time. That the things we see now did not come from natural things. It came from spiritual things. Things that do not appear. It altered the things. Hallelujah. So what are you facing? What are you facing? Joblessness? Hopelessness, barrenness, brokenness. What are you facing? Faith can create for you what is missing. Faith can create and change your own world. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Look, no matter what you're facing, I faced it too. I've been so broke before that I didn't have transport money. I used to trek nationally. Hallelujah. Like I always say, I was a card-carrying member of Nigeria's Trekkers Association. Very committed escort. Hallelujah. World trekker. I was that broke. I was so broke one time, I wore one trouser for 7 years. I've shared the story. I wore one trouser for 7 years. I didn't even know I had worn it for 7 years. It was when we're doing anniversary. They said, let's show pictures of all the 7 years anniversary of the ministry. I said, that's a good idea. And they began to put the pictures together. They put year one picture. I wore the trouser, but of course we didn't notice it. They put year two picture. I wore it as if I, year three, year four, year five, year six. Same trouser was in all the pictures. Hallelujah. Same trouser. And year seven, guess what I was planning to wear that year seven? The same trouser. That was my favorite trouser. That was my only trouser. And I didn't even buy it. They dashed me. So it wasn't fitting well. I had to adjust it. The pocket was not in the right place. When you adjust the trouser, the pocket moves to anywhere you like. Depending on your adjustment. Same trouser. So when I saw 7 years, I said, I'm going to burn it. They say, give it. I say, if I give it, I don't know what costs on this trouser. The person can wear it for another 7 years. So no, I'm going to burn it. Throw it away. Praise God. I'm just trying to tell you that, look, we've been through whatever you're going through. Pastor Mildred, we waited for 8 years before we had our first biological child. But by faith, today you have 3 kids. By faith. Hallelujah. So faith alters your own life. Faith alters. See, the economy was tough in some of those places. Isaac too wanted to relocate to Canada. Hallelujah. Isaac wanted to run to the Canada of his own time. God told him, stay in this land. I'll bless you. I'm not saying you shouldn't travel if God wants you to travel. I'm just trying to tell you that in their own time too, they wanted to run. It's not only you. There was famine in the land. They said it was different from you see in Genesis 26, that it was different from the famine that was in the days of Abraham. So Abraham faced famine. Isaac faced his own famine. The chances are you too will face your own. Chances are your kids too will face their own. No matter the country they run to, there will be famine there one day. And what you need to, the greatest legacy to leave for your kids is a heritage of faith. Hallelujah. It's a life of faith. Because that's what Isaac used to survive. God came and said, because of the covenant I had with your father, I will bless you in this land. So it was his father's relationship with God that helped him. So you leave a legacy of faith for your kids. Not just buying chocolate and chewing gum. That's fine, but that's not all you need to leave for them. Not even just leaving saving money for them. That's great. But hope that money will make sense by the time they are grown. What you need to leave for them is a legacy of faith, because that faith will produce in their own time, no matter where they live. Hallelujah. Look at it here. Go to verse, Genesis 26. Go to verse 1. Start from verse 1 quickly. He said, and there was a famine in the land, just as it's in Nigeria. There's no money. And don't join that confession. He said, there's a famine in the land. He said, beside the first one. They say it's different from the first one that was in the days of Abraham. The Bible is very accurate. The Bible understands. There's nothing they capture in the Bible that's not important. For them to capture it, they know that people will think, oh, Abraham had it easy. Oh, Isaac. They say, no. They said, there was a famine in the land. If it was different from the one that Abraham faced, Isaac faced his own. If Abraham faced his own, Isaac faced his own, you will face your own. But how did they overcome? That's how you should overcome. They didn't overcome by running. They overcame by their faith. Hallelujah. He said, it was beside the first famine. He said, Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of Philistines, unto Gerar. Next verse. He says, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Canada. Okay, no, sorry, into Egypt. He said, dwell in the land I will tell you of. Next verse. He says, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries. I will perform the oath which I swore unto your father Abraham. Hallelujah. And the story continues that Isaac stayed in that land, planted in that land by faith, and reaped 100-fold that same year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's another thing that faith does. Faith makes you to take steps. Makes you to continue expanding your business. Makes you to plant financial seeds. Makes you to sow. Makes you to make effort. Makes you to advertise. Makes you to continue. Because you know God will bless it. That's what they're trying to say here. So, the faith in Hebrews 11, Verse 2 talked about the elders. Verse 3 talked about the fact that everybody shaped their own world by faith. Go to verse 6. Go to verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6. I'm trying to tell you that what you need to overcome what challenge you're facing in this life is your faith. I don't know what the challenge is, but you need your faith. And remember, faith is a spiritual force. Let me even say this before I read verse 11. Listen. Faith is a spiritual force. Faith comes by the word of God. Faith comes by the word of God. So faith is not natural. It's not a natural force. It's a spiritual force. It comes because you are choosing to believe God in spite of your circumstances. So you have two realities at every time. You have your natural physical reality here. Then you have the reality of God's word here. And faith simply means I choose to believe this reality. Remember in verse 2, it says of things which do not appear. So God made a promise to me. It doesn't appear right now, but I choose to believe it over what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing poverty. I'm experiencing hardship. I'm experiencing confusion, sickness, barrenness, brokenness, idleness, joblessness, whatever it is. I'm experiencing that here physically, but I have God's word talking about a different thing, talking about prosperity, healing, fertility, different things. I choose to believe this one. And the word over this one I'm experiencing. And eventually, they said this one would change to line up with this one. Hallelujah. This one would change to line up with this one. Very important. And somebody said, but how is it going to happen? Great question. That's a good question. That is none of your business. That it doesn't concern you. That's not your job. Your job is to believe the what. Leave the how to God. Hallelujah. Leave the how to God. Oh, glory to God. Okay, Hebrews 11, 6, guys. Let's move forward. Hebrews 11, 6. It says, but without faith, look at this, guys. But without faith, it is what? Impossible. They didn't say it's not.